There's a lot I have to say regarding giftedness and the things in my life that are directly or indirectly related to which, in my view, is everything.
Hello, and welcome to the International Gifted Consortium. I'm Vanessa Wood. We hear real-life stories daily from our communities, from our schools, and from our families across the globe, both heartwarming and heart-wrenching. In order to truly understand our highly and profoundly gifted population, we have to go beyond our own experiences to the depths of another's reality. In each episode, we'll give you a glimpse into the life. So sit back, embrace the space, and take in the view. From the eyes of the highly profoundly gifted, this is Room with a View. Welcome. Thank you for joining us for this historical episode of Room with a View. Today, I'm going to share with you the intimate, personal conversations of a group of parents of profoundly gifted children. Following, I will officially announce the IGC's call for research study participants for the first study of highly profoundly gifted children and emotional, intellectual, imaginational, psychomotor, and sensual overexcitabilities. But first, a word from parents.
The lack of awareness that we experienced from the medical community and educators was almost overwhelming. Because of this, we had to learn to advocate for him almost from day one.
I never cease to be amazed by just how profoundly different and more deeply the profoundly gifted child sees the world.
What led to the kid's identification was actually kind of an accident. The school was on a path to put him in a special ed program. The school psychologist thought that he might be on the spectrum for autism and was fairly certain that he was ADHD.
I wish I had understood earlier the extreme emotional sensitivities that come with profound giftedness.
I think that profoundly gifted children need help from their parents in understanding themselves and at a speed and to a degree very different than that from other children.
I think the pivotal part for me was when our son, who loved to learn on his own, get absorbed in books and write his own stories, started hiding in his closet so he didn't have to go to school or to try not to have to go to school anymore. That's when I knew that we needed to do something different, but the question was what?
What I wish more people understood about the profoundly gifted child is their absolute need to create and also be able to make choices. Giving them a simple worksheet or telling them what to do is extremely counterproductive, but giving them some tools and setting them loose, it's amazing what they do when we get out of their way. Perhaps one of the most important things I learned about having a gifted child is that they really do need to have a companion. And that companion that understands them, cares for them, and is kind to them and receptive to their just out their ideas is critical for them to develop as a human being. And it doesn't mean that it has to be their age or gender or even intellect level, just someone who's there and appreciates them for who they are.
Our son was born extremely premature, and his developmental delays caused red flags that were interpreted as pervasive developmental disorder. We disagreed with that assessment, and when he was 4, we had him IQ tested. The score report was valuable in that it prompted doctors to reevaluate and lift the previous diagnosis, because they then understood that the characteristics that they had assigned to a disorder were actually just characteristics of a profoundly gifted child. So I would encourage parents to trust their intuition, and if they receive a report that they don't agree with, to continue to seek out answers until they find solutions that make sense to them.
Parents, you are amazing. Without you and your voice, highly profoundly gifted children remain vulnerable and at high risk in all communities. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing a glimpse of you and your family's life experiences, your insights, and your wisdom. We need you. Highly profoundly gifted children across the globe need you. The IGC is on a mission to curb misunderstanding, misidentification, and misdiagnosis. Please consider joining us as a research study participant in the first study of highly profoundly gifted children and overexcitabilities. The International Gifted Consortium, IGC, Research Center for the Highly Profoundly Gifted, based in the United States of America, in collaboration with the University of Antwerp in Belgium, is examining the prevalence of emotional, intellectual, imaginational, psychomotor, and sensual overexcitabilities in highly profoundly gifted children. Parent participants live in the United States or Belgium and have a child between the ages of 5 and 12 who has been identified as highly or profoundly gifted via the WISC or similar qualifying test. Participation in this study is completely voluntary. Children will not be participating in the study. For questions or to participate in the study, please email igcresearch@giftedconsortium.org. Teachers, school administrators, psychologists, pediatricians, please refer parents to the study. Thank you so much.